Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of AfterBuzz TV Tough Enough. I am Christian Rosenberg. Follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg. And joining me this morning, the lovely Australian who we fell in love with over the course of the show, but unfortunately her ride ended last night at Tough Georgia. Georgia Piscina, a.k.a. Gigi, is on the phone with me. Gigi, how are you?
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing very well over here. How many nicknames do you have? Because I've heard Gigi, we've heard Georgia. Do you have any other unique nicknames?
Well, people being hashtagging G-Force, G-licious. but usually back home I get called G, but the Tough Enough cast gave me the nickname Gigi and it's kind of stuck.
Oh, okay. How has it settled in yet from last night?
Oh gosh, it's been overwhelming. It was a big rush to get out of there. I got quickly the chance to say goodbye to everyone. I mean, we all know that at this stage of the competition, none of us are safe. You know, it was a 50-50 chance that you were going to be in the bottom three this week. So I was prepared to be in the bottom three, but I wasn't ready to go home. I'm sad to be going home. But at the same time, you know I gave the competition 100%. I left everything on the table. I think I've done enough to leave my mark. People know who Gigi is now, which is great.
Out of all the eliminations that have happened over the season, by far, you were the most emotional last night out of everyone.
Yeah.
Why
isn't that embarrassing?
What? It's not embarrassing. Honestly, I respect that because to me it shows that you really care about this. Why do you think that's? Yeah. Why do you think that your emotions were just on display so much more than other eliminations?
Well, you know, to start with, I'm a very emotional person. I won't lie to you. That comes from my family. We get really passionate about things and we cry. It's just the way it goes. But I find it hard to hold back my emotions, which I guess is a good thing because, it shows that I'm relatable, I guess, and that I'm genuine. I am extremely passionate about this and I enjoyed myself so much on Tough Enough that I couldn't control it, you know. I was sad to say goodbye to everyone. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want the journey to end. But it has. Well, it's just the beginning of my journey with WWE, though.
And you were talking about how, you know, you get emotion from your family. Probably the most, I don't want to use the word real moment from this show, but really, the most intense moment, really, on this show so far was when we watched you FaceTime with your father a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the chance to speak with him since last night?
Yes, I spoke to him on FaceTime last night after the elimination, and he was extremely happy, actually. He's like, yes, I get my girl back. Wait to speak to me. I'm like, Dad, you can't be happy right now. I'm crying. No, but he's over the moon. He just wants me back. It was a very emotional call, that one on the show, because it was very real. Like you said, it wasn't staged. I called my dad. We spoke about things. He got emotional. I got emotional. I think the reason he gets so emotional about this is because he knows what I'm like. When I latch onto something, when I want something, he knows that this is my dream. He knows that I'm not going to stop now. He knows that I'll end up I'll end up in America, you know, 20 hours away from home. He knows that. And it's hard for him to kind of process at this point because we're very close. We live together, train together, work together in the family business. We do everything together. And he's going to lose that. So, he got emotional, and so he should.
Last night, when you got eliminated, and Renee Young had to run up to you literally 1 second after it was announced, you brought up the fact that the WWE universe does not like me yet, is what you said on the show. Why do you feel that, and what do you think you need to do to gain more popularity with the WWE universe?
That's a great question. I'm still figuring it out. I know that they didn't like me because of the votes. I mean, I got 22% last week and this week, which was the least last week and this week. And, you know, it is frustrating because I feel like I have been delivering. I have been doing well in the challenges. I won the most challenges out of guys and girls in the whole competition. You know, I feel like I'm showing that I have all the qualities to be a WWE diva, and it wasn't coming over to the universe that that this is right for me. But you know, the fact that I'm not American maybe had a factor to do with it. The fact that people couldn't vote back home and in the UK live because it's during work hours and 2 a.m. in the morning in the UK. I don't know if that had a factor in it, but I think I'm definitely going to have to get through to the WWE universe somehow. I feel like my character that I'd love to play would be a heel character. You know, I love getting
bitchy boss.
Sassy in the ring.
Bitchy boss. We got the bitchy boss here.
Yeah, bitchy boss. Exactly. I enjoyed that so much. But unfortunately, being a heel in a reality show where you want people to vote for you,
right,
isn't the best idea.
Right.
You know, because you all got to be kind of baby faces in a tough enough competition when people are voting for you. I just don't think that's my character. So that's okay.
You brought up the fact that you've won more challenges than anyone else. Why do you feel that winning challenges on this show really doesn't seem to have any type of effect on the outcome? Like, there are no prizes, you know, as far as you winning challenges. There's really no effects on the outcome of it for people who win challenges. There's no, like, immunity for the winner of something. There's no real benefit except for the fact that you say, hey, you know, I won 3 challenges in a row, 4 challenges in a row. But it doesn't seem to affect whether or not you get put in the bottom 3. Do you think they should have adjusted that?
You know, that's just the way it goes. It was part wrestling. It was part reality. So it was about your character on the show, too, like who you are and getting over to the WWE universe. I think that at this stage, everyone's being very nitpicky, you know. You just have to do one little thing wrong or say one little comment wrong and you're in the bottom 3 and that could be it over. So everyone's on their toes at the moment, you know, scared to make a move because, you know, the pressure is just, it's insane right now. Everyone's feeling it. Sometimes that's just the way things go and you've got to roll with it and come back stronger.
After your match that we saw on Tough Enough last night, the match that you had with Tanner, did any of the NXT superstars or divas come up to you afterwards to give you any advice?
We didn't get that opportunity just because of filming that was going on. We had to carry on and they left. But I was shown some support by Carmella from NXT.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, she said that she'd like to see me win for the girls. I really do think I've done enough to leave my mark. You know, I've shown what I'm capable of. I've shown my skills, who I am as a person, and hopefully that's enough. I'm just grateful to have this opportunity because it doesn't come around often. There was over 11,000 applicants, and right. I made it to the final cast, and I made it to the final six, final three girls. I'm feeling pretty proud of myself right now.
In your opinion, why is Sarah Lee so popular?
Like I said, on the show, she's relatable. She's a likable person. She is a lovely girl in real life on the show. That's why people relate to her. She's like the girl next door, you know? She's American, Michigan girl. People relate to that, and they want to see her do well. I'm like the opposite. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. I do feel frustrated that I've left because I know that I'm a stronger competitor than her. I proved myself time and time again that I was. I don't think she beat me on anything the whole time. So, you know, that's frustrating, but there's nothing I can do about it. Hey, you know, mm-hmm. I hope that Amanda wins based on the fact that she has more talent than Sarah does, but it's not hard.
Wow. There it is. I got a couple questions from some of our listeners. They tweeted at me. They wanted to ask you. First off, at @Scott_Murin, he wanted to know, how did it feel to represent Australia on this platform?
Oh, gosh. Incredible. Oh, wow. When I found out that I was, like, the only cast member to come internationally, that was already a big win-win for me. But when I found out, you know, I'd be here, and the support I've got from Australia the entire time has been phenomenal. Everyone, I mean, Top Enough plays 10 a.m. On Wednesday in Australia, so everyone has been stopping during work, my family, friends, everyone who knows me, to watch the show on YouTube and vote for me, and it's just been incredible. I feel so proud and honored to be here representing Australia. And, you know, Australia, this isn't the end for me. I'm going to keep going, and you'll see me on the main roster in WWE for sure. So I'm going to continue to make you proud.
Another question. At RyanForbes2014, he wanted to know, have you kept in touch with any other eliminated competitors to see how to go about taking your next steps in your training?
Yeah, so I've kept in touch with Daria. I've kept in touch with Marta, Patrick. Who else have I kept in touch with? Yeah, that's mainly it. Like, Chelsea as well. I love Chelsea. We're definitely all very eager to know what the next move is, what's going to happen. Everyone who is serious about this is finding training. Finding somewhere that will, you know, keep the process going. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to finish here. We want to carry on learning and getting stuff. So the people who are serious about it are doing that, and then the people that aren't. So I'll be going back to Australia, finding the closest wrestling school, and getting to work.
Nice. And I got one more question. This is from my Tough Enough co-host, George. He pretty much just wanted me to ask you out on a date for him, because he solely feels that he has a chance because his name is George and your name is Georgia. So can you just let him down easy? Just, you know, that just,
well, you know what, I was if I was a boy, I was going to be called George, and they changed it to Georgia when they found out I was going to be a girl. So we're even closer than he thinks. maybe I'll have to pick him up on that offer, because I've been single for a long time now.
You just made his life. I just want you to know that.
Next time he's in Australia, he can give me a call, and we'll go out to dinner.
Sounds good. I'm going to make sure that he listens to this, and he's probably going to buy a plane ticket to Australia today. But Gigi, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here on AfterBuzz today. Do you have any last words to tell to all your fans that also listen to our shows here?
Yes, thank you so much, Team GG. Everyone who's been contacting me on social media, thank you for all your lovely messages. I'm really feeling the love. I'm going to use it as motivation. This isn't the last you'll see of me. Don't worry. I'll be back. I'll be better. And I'll be ready to rumble.
I love it. Gigi, thank you so much for calling in. Again, everyone, you could follow her on Twitter, at Tough Georgia. Tell her how much you love her and how much you want to keep have her keep training out in Australia to get back to the Performance Center in Orlando. Gigi, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in today.
Thank you
so
you
much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for giving us the time. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Georgia Piscina. Follow her on Twitter, at Tough Georgia. Follow me on Twitter, at Will Rosenberg. And, of course, for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow us on Twitter, at AfterBuzz TV. That was Gigi. I'm Christian Rosenberg, and we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.